This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Mark 14, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume. When someone wears a strong fragrance, it can be quite noticeable. Some may find it pleasant, but others may find it offensive. Paul intends for us to be aware that our fragrance, as followers of Jesus Christ, ought to be noticeable to those with whom we come into contact. In fact, our aroma as Christ followers should be so obvious that no one even needs to ask, "Are you a Christian?" Further, says Paul, the aroma of Christ can be so powerful that it makes a life and death difference to people. That's more than a subtle distinction. Sad to say, we must confess that often our aroma is not pleasant. Too often foul language comes from our mouths. We have a foul temper, or people avoid us because we are in a foul mood. May our heart's desire be that after we have left a room, people will say, "A Christ follower was here." Who is equal to such a task? Asked Paul. Let's thank God that our situation is not hopeless. He always leads us in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. Stay focused on following in His footsteps. Then people will sense His presence wherever you go. Thanks be to God indeed.
This is Today, a daily devotional brought to you by Reframe Media. Interact with us on Twitter, Facebook, or on our website, thisistoday.com.